Karabakashi kidi korabata karabakorabaka seti didi. You are holy karabata kabakashi kidi kidi potoko. Holy korabakaba you are holy. Holy shiri barabakaya karabotoko bakashi kidi karabataka seti didi karabotoko bashi di. Maya karabataka shi didi karabotoko bakashi didi karabataka shi kidi karabatosi. You are holy, you are holy. Batakashi kidi karabataka boshi didi kiribata karabotoko bashi didi. You are holy son of God. Shi didi baya karabataka shi didi. You are holy. You are holy, you are holy, Son of God. Shiri baya karabata karabutu kubaka shiri didi karabata. Yiri bada karabata karabutu kubaka shiri didi karabata kashi dadada karabata karabutu kubaka shiri didi karabata karabutu kubaka shiri didi karabata kubaka shiri didi karabutu kubaka karabata didi karabata karabaya karabata no karabata kashi didi karabata kashi didi karabata kubaka shiri didi karabata kubaka shiri didi karabata karabaya karabata karabaya karabata karabaya karabata kubaka shiri didi karabata kubaka shiri didi karabata karabata kubaka shiri didi karabata 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 kubaka shiri didi karabata kubaka shiri maya karabata didi karabata kashi didi karabata kubaka shiri didi karabata karabaka shiri didi karabata ka ma karabata karabata kubaka shiri didi karabata kubaka shiri didi karabata kubaka shiri didi karata yanti didi karata takarabata kashi didi karabata kubaka shiri didi karata rebata kashi didi karabata kubaka shiri didi da karabata kashi didi da karabata kabaka shiri didi da karabata kabaka shiri didi da maya karabata kabaka shiri didi karabata kabaka shiri didi da karabata kabaka shiri didi da karabata kabaka shiri didi da maya karabata kabaka shiri didi da 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 rebata karabata kabaka shiri didi da karabata kabaka shiri didi da maya karabata kabaka shiri didi da shiri didi da karabata Rabata kabashi didi karabata kabaka bakashi didi kidi karabata kubakashi kidi kidi rekarabata karabata kuda karabaka shiki didi kidi 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 karabata karabata kuda karaba rakarabaka rakabaka Rebatikara karabakashi kada karabakashi kada karabata kashi ribati karabati kabakabakabakabakabakashi dikada karawara kabakabababababa ribati karabati kobakashi dikada karabashi karabati karabati kabakashi dikada karabati kobakashi karabati kobashi dikara ribati kashi dikarabati kashi dide fadari kanti dikarabaka. You say I shall strike thee out with the rod of my mouth, bikarabati kashi dikada karabati kobaba. And every planting of darkness, every opposition of darkness, I shut you out with the rod of my mouth. The enemy cannot stand. The enemy cannot stand where you are to work. He cannot oppose the work of the Lord. And in this very hour, I rewrite. Marabuko bahashe de karabotakashe de karabotakabashe de kene baya karabotakabashe de karabotakabashe de karabotakabashe de rabotike de batakashe de karabotakabakashe de karabotakabakashe de karabotakabashe de miya karabotakabashe de karabotakabakashe de karabotakabakashe de karabotakabakashe de karabotakabakashe de makarabotakabashe de karabotakabashe de karabo chokobash de karat karabo chokobakash de miya karabo chokobash de karabo chokobakash. I call for the heavenly audit makarimi chike de boya karabo chokobakash de heavenly audit ri karabo chokash de karabo chokobash de makarabo chokobash de karabo chokash de karachata miya karabo chokobash de karabo. Fire shall burn, the fire shall burn, fire shall burn, fire shall let the God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Shut the karabo chakabaka shedde. Mia karabo chakabaka shedde. Karabo chakabaka shedde. Karabo chakabaka shedde. Karabo chakabaka shedde. Reba chakashedde. Karabo chakabaka shedde. Karabo chakabaka shedde. Karabo chakabaka shedde. Re karabo chakabaka shedde. Karabo chakabaka shedde. I will give you all my worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Each day I do your work, oh God. Each day I do your work, oh God. Each day I do your work, oh God. My Father is always at work, and so you are always at work, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Each day I do your work, oh God. Thank you, Father God, that each and every day I do your work, oh God. I do your work, oh God. Thank you for the transformation, transformation, transformation in the sons. The impact of what you are doing, oh God, among the young people. Ah, oh, kabarata da shakarata de shakarata da 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 ba yakarata da 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 ka shidi. Ooh, karabata yakarate ka shidi ka. Oh my God. The joy. Oh, Bakale. Oh my God, just when the enemy thought he had won. God from heaven, he laughs at the enemy. He laughs at his enemies. Shakarate sede karata kashe, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, shini karabotogoshi. The joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, Shiribaya Karabato, the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Shiriboyo Korabata, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Shiribaya Karabato Kobasha, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Father God, I thank you for joy. I thank you for joy, supernatural joy that comes from you, oh God. I thank you for the peace of mind that comes from you. I thank you for the victories that come from you, my Father, my God, that you are always at work. You are always at work. Thank you that you are always at work. Makarabotokobashi de Shinde karabutaka shede de karabutukoba shede de karabutukoba shede de karatatatata. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Shede mada karabutukoba shede de kaributuko. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Shede maya karabutukoba kashede de. The joy of the Lord. Shede ni de karabutukoba kasi. The joy of the Lord. Shede de. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Shidi korabaka, shidi didi korabataka, shidi kidi korabataka rabotoko, rikari batarararararara bose. Thank you, Father God. I bless you, God. Thank you for this morning. Thank you that you're here to speak to us, oh God, and that we can hear and understand you and know you, oh God, in a deeper, deeper way, oh God. I thank you for everyone that has taken time to worship you this morning and to listen to you. The Lord, you shall minister to us and shall speak to us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. I want to welcome you for another good morning this morning. And the chance that we have to listen to God's word. And I know it is not in vain that we've gathered. Every time that we gather as God's people, we gather to hear from Him. And today I feel led to speak about the Spirit of God and the sevenfold Spirit. And you see, many times when we look at the book of Revelation, and I want us to just... We'll look at two key scriptures, that is Isaiah chapter 11, and then we will also look at Revelation. So anyone who has read the book of Revelation will encounter a statement that says that the seven spirits of God, you know, and let me see if I can just get it quickly. Such that we are on the right track. Yeah. So in Revelation chapter, sorry, I think the version I was having is not highlighted. Just give me a moment. I will get it for you. My finger was on Isaiah chapter 11, so you can still be there. But I wanted us to see, where is it, seven spirits of God. Okay. Seems I can't quickly locate it where I want it to be. But if you have read before, you've seen there's a place where it says that the seven spirits of God... Let me see if I can just quickly get it. And, oh God, and this is the Bible verse. Oh, yeah, Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Yeah, it says that to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. So the scripture say this to the church inside this, these are to the one who holds the seven spirits of God, and someone will ask, and yeah, this is also in Revelation chapter 1 verse 4 where it says that John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace and peace unto you, and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits of God who are before his throne. To the seven spirits of God who are before his throne.
And then if you see, we've already read Revelation 3 verse 1, unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, and thou livest, and thou art dead. In Revelation 4 verse 5, it says, and out of the throne proceeds lightning and thunderings and voices, and there are seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And I think it's Revelation 5 verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood the lamb that looked as if it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the sevenfold spirit of God. So if we look at these verses that we have seen, when we refer to the seven spirits, just a second, seven here is a number. And I think there are versions that translate it as the sevenfold spirit of God, or the seven spirits of God. So someone will ask, does God have seven spirits? I mean, is God one? Is God three? Is God seven? But we need to understand, and what I want to teach today is, how do we interpret this in light of the Bible, and using scripture to interpret scripture, because the Bible will always teach us something about God. Now, whenever we look at the number seven, numbers are always significant in the Bible, and there's always a meaning to every number. Like number three usually represents resurrection, because Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights, and then on the third day he was resurrected. And number three would always come, you know, like after some trouble, I mean, for deliverance. I mean, someone will tell you, do a 3 day fast and then you'll encounter deliverance. So three is always associated with the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so when we encounter this word, the seven spirits of God, or the sevenfold spirit of God, and that questions, it might bring a question when he says there are seven lamps of God and seven spirit of God. But let us not think that these are, that God is divided, but this, I will refer, these are dimensions and different manifestations and different expressions of the Holy Spirit. And apart from it being different expressions and different dimensions, I could also call them different baptisms of the Holy Spirit, or different areas of engagement, or different revelations that how the Holy Spirit manifests himself. And there are various reasons that I will give for that. And even as we study today, we are going to have an understanding why the scriptures refer to God as the seven spirits of God. Now, I want you to understand something, that Revelations, the book of Revelations, is a message that was given in a vision form to John when he was in the island of Patmos. Now, that means that, and I want us to see, why is it in symbols? Why is it in signs? And the scriptures tells us themselves, if we read Revelation chapter 1, it says that the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent it and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. And the key word there is signified it. When someone signifies, it's someone, it means that it is through signs and through images. Let me see if I can get a different version of this of the signifier so that we can compare. And Amplified says that, and which he sent and communicated to his servant. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, his unveiling of divine mysteries. God gave it to him to disclose and make known to his bond servant certain things which must shortly come to pass, and he communicated it by his angel to his bond servant. So Amplified does not speak of the signs, but ASV says he sent and signified it by his angel. That means that the communications of God in the book of Revelation are in signs. Like, you know, in prophecy, prophets, God had various means of communication to his people. So for us to understand the book of Revelation, we must understand that there are a lot of things that are symbolic. That are symbolic, they are given as symbolic. Like I can give an example when it says that the woman gave birth and she was given wings, you know, and the water wanted to sweep her away, the dragon, you know, spew water on her, but then the woman was given wings and she took off until to her resting place. You know, that represents the birth of the church. So you should not, and the dragon, you know, represents the devil, it represents the enemy and how he fights the church. But a point will come where he will want to attack the church, but then the church will be taken away. So that is a symbol and that is a sign that God uses. And so it's the visions and the imageries are the interpretation that God gave to John to be able to understand him. And I want to say, when we say the seven spirits of God, I would want my, there are various ways that you can interpret it. There are three methodologies to interpret the sevenfold spirit of God. And number one, which I believe, I personally agree with it, is Isaiah chapter 1, which we are going to read, Number two interpretation that it can be given is that the sevenfold refers to the seven baptisms or the seven expressions of the Holy Spirit, or rather intensities. Maybe that's a better word, intensities. So as you grow in your understanding of God and in interactions with God, God takes you through various levels of perfection in the Spirit of God and in his baptisms and in his expressions. And so it can also be interpreted as the sevenfold intensities. It's like in a furnace, you know, you see we are referring, if you're in a fire, the more you heat up the furnace, the more is drawn out. It's like a refinery. So it's like the seven different hotness levels. So maybe as you interact with God, at a point maybe you're at a level, and then as you get another measure, you continue getting on fire. As you continue to interact with him, another measure increases until it becomes a sevenfold, seven times hotter. Remember, like the children of the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they're to be thrown into the furnace, the Bible says that the king told them, make it seven times hotter, that even the men who threw them into the fire died. But these men were into the fire. They were thrown into the fire, but the fire did not consume them and did not even touch their hair or their clothes, as there was not even a smell of smoke on them. And what the king said, didn't we not throw three men into the fire? Why do I see four men? And the fourth one looks like the Son of God or the Son of Man. So the Son of God. So that tells us that even as persecution increases, even as challenges increase, what God does is that he gives us another measure of the anointing. So that is one interpretation. That is the second interpretation of of the sevenfold Spirit of God. I'll still go back to the first in Isaiah chapter 11 because that's what I want to focus on. But then I want you to also have this understanding. And you see in Scripture, as you believe it, it's if you receive that, and it is also truth, because truth comes from the communication of God. So if you can look at it in the symbolism that the book of Revelation has interpretation in, and the six signs, it was signified to John by an angel, then it tells you that it is the expressions, and God is able to take you even much more deeper in Him. Remember, we've been looking at the metaphors of the Holy Spirit, and one of the metaphors of the Holy Spirit is fire. So fire has various levels of intensity, so it can increase up to 7 times. Likewise, if we look at the metaphor of the Holy Spirit as water, and Ezekiel, I think, is 22, if I'm wrong of the chapter, you can still search it out, where he went and he entered the water, you know, and at a point the water was at the level of his ankle, then it reached his knee, then his waist, then his head, and then it was too enough for someone to swim in. He was lost in the water. So those are measures, and each time, as every believer, you can ask God for another measure of His Spirit, another growth, another heat, another expression. So that is also a second interpretation of the sevenfold Spirit of God. And now the third interpretation of the seven spirits of God is the interpretation that refers to perfection. Remember, we talked about numbers have a representation. So the number of seven is the number of God, the number of perfection in God. So your seventh year can be your year of your perfection, because God created the earth on 6 days, and in the seventh day He rested. It's a Sabbath. So the seven spirits of God can, or rather the sevenfold Spirit of God, can also refer to the perfection, the perfection of the Spirit of God, in that the Spirit of God is perfect. And that is also true, because He is perfect. There is no iniquity in Him. He knows all things. He is at work in all things. And when we read Romans 8 verse 28, it says, now we know, we have this assurance, we have this confidence that God works in all things. God is the one who is working all things for our good. So even when it looks like things are not working, let us be certain that God is at work. God is at work. God is at work. The heart of the king, the Bible tells us that the heart of the king is in the Lord's hands, and He steers it like a watercourse. That means that no decision is made without that, and can be made, that is contrary to the will of God and that is contrary to the hand of God, unless God allows it. And so that means that God is able to trouble kings in the night, that if a decision was made wrongly or out of prejudice, it will be transformed. Remember when Mordecai was to be blessed, the king could not sleep that night until he asked for books of records to be brought. And when the annals of record were brought and read out, and the king asked, what must be done? What must be done? What must be done to this man? Mordecai, he was asked, what must be done to this man that has honored the king, and God favored him. God favored him. God favored him. So God is able to make men favor you even when they have forgotten to favor you. He can give dreams that only need your interpretation, like Joseph. He was in prison, but God created a situation that only He had the solution to it. And that solution is what transformed his life from being a prisoner to being the prime minister. Likewise also for Mordecai, in one night, because he was supposed to be embarrassed and to be hanged, one day was enough for the transformation. One day was enough for the transformation. So the perfectedness of the sevenfold. So that interpretation of the seven spirits of God can also mean this perfect spirit of God, the perfection, the perfect spirit of God. Now, to John, it was signified and symbolized as seven lamps, which he is told these lamps are the seven spirits of God. And also remember that he was also being given messages to the seven churches. So you can also think of it that these are the allocation of the graces of God on the seven churches. Now, the seven churches were physical churches in Asia at that time. When we see the church in Ephesus, the church in Smyrna, the church in Pergamum, the church in Sardis, you know, the church in Philadelphia, the church in Laodicea. These were seven physical churches. But also, remember, there's a lot of symbolism in the book of Revelation. It can also represent seven types of churches that we have currently right now in the world. Because we have churches that are lukewarm. And those ones God will spit out. Those ones that have, they have churches that have forgotten the first love, Ephesus. We have churches that are facing persecution and they are still faithful, like the churches in Asia. There are churches that are struggling with sexual immorality. They are having people who are teaching them the doctrines of Balaam and fake prophetic churches. That is a representation of the church in Pergamum. We have the churches in Thyatira who are tolerating that prophetess, who are holding on to the, who are learning the secrets of Satan, the deep secrets of Satan. You know, there are churches where they are teaching the devil more than they are teaching God. Those are the church of Thyatira. Then we also have the church of Sardis, who have a reputation of being alive but are dead. You know, there are churches that people think those churches are alive. They are hot, they are Pentecostal, but they are dead. They're having a reputation of being dead, of being alive, but they are dead. And Jesus warns them, I will come like a thief. Then we also have the church in Philadelphia. What is the church in Philadelphia? The church in Philadelphia is one that has gone through trials. It's going through trials, and God is telling them, I have placed before you an open door that no man can shut. That even though you are, you know, among you have those who are synagogue of Satan, those who are liars, but they will come and acknowledge that I am God. So the church of Philadelphia, God honored them. Then we have the seventh church, is the church in Laodicea. Now this church in Laodicea was a rich church. You can find this church is full of rich people who think they are very rich. They don't need anything from God. But in God's eyes, God tells them they are naked. So these seven churches are also churches that you can find them on the earth now. But also, you can also interpret this as seven transitions and churches in history. So like right now in the church, I believe we are in the time of the church of Laodicea. That's the seventh phase of history where Christ is now about to come. Because now the church has become more wealthy, more rich. They don't need anything. They feel like they have everything. With the prosperity, not prosperity, the materialistic gospel. Because prosperity is of God. Let me just not use the word wrong, like people have spoiled it. With the materialistic church, where but Jesus says they are naked, pitiful. So that's why I say anything that you read in the book of Revelation has the representation of that time. It has the representation of in church history. And it also has the representation of the present. So that is why I want you to understand Revelation from 1. This message of the book of Revelation was signified symbolically to John the Revelator. Now that since it is symbols, and since it is a sign, we have to be very careful how we interpret the book of Revelation. We must understand it in the light that it was a vision, and for God to communicate spiritual things, at times he has to give us pictures, because pictures speak. We know in English, or there's a statement that says a picture speaks 1,000 words. So for God to communicate the whole entire end times in 22 chapters, the whole history, all these troubles that we are going through in the world right now, how the world will come to an end, all he just did it is he gave him visions. So if a picture speaks 1,000 words, how many words do videos? Because the vision is just a video that God gave John, for lack of a better word. Now let me come back now to Isaiah chapter 1, because I wanted to focus on the first interpretation of the Spirit of God. What does it mean, the seven spirits of God? And I and even as you listen, please feel free to comment, to ask questions, and also to give me feedback, whichever channel you're listening, and I know that God is speaking to us. So Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, 2, and I want us to read. It says, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Verse 2, Isaiah 11, verse 2. "And the Spirit of the Lord is..." Now here we are speaking of the Messiah. So this is the anointing, or the Spirit, the seven spirits of God that were on the Messiah. So verse 2, it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord." Now this is the first part. That means the spirit of rulership, the spirit of ownership. When you say someone is Lord, that means he landlord is the owner and is the one in control. And in Europe, when the lords were there, they are the ones who owned the land. And anyone who did not own the land was a peasant and a squatter. Right now, we call them squatters. Anyone who is living on land that they do not have a title deed for, even if you have built a mansion, you are illegally there and you are a squatter. So now when we say that Jesus Christ is Lord, he was given the name that is above every other name, that means that the devil is a squatter. He is a fake leader on the earth. He is a fake squatter. He cheats everyone that is very powerful. But the Bible tells us that one day we shall see him and we shall wonder, is this the one who deceived the entire world? Because we shall see how weak he is. Because the Bible already tells us that he was disarmed and he was made powerless. So the devil is very, very weak. In fact, he has no power. The Bible tells us, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That means you should not even dream or even fear that the devil can attack you at night. Because the day you fear is you are saying, I believe I can be attacked. That means you don't know your authority. And anyone who does not know the authority they have is a victim of the devil. Yesterday I was giving an illustration to someone. I was telling him that you are a student. God has already told you, I've paid for you your fees. Go and study. Your fees are paid in full. But as you're going to school, someone meets you on the way and said, who lied to you that you're going to school? Go back home. Your fees are not paid. And instead of going to the school, because God told you go to the school, your school fees is paid, you go back home. And you now become, for 3 years, you don't go to school, yet your fees are paid. Now, that is how many believers operate. Their full school fees is paid by God. Their prosperity is paid for. Their healing is already paid for. Their salvation is paid for. Why? Because it is already paid for in Christ. In the sacrifice of Jesus, he already paid for everything. Just give me a moment. Let the plane go. Jesus already paid for our sins. And when he paid for our sins, he said on the cross, it is finished. Now, if you don't believe it is finished, you will keep going and going with school fees when your fees are paid. And that is what many Christians are doing. They go to school with school fees, yet they are already given a full scholarship. Their school fees is paid. So they struggle, they go and work, they go and sell boda boda, they go and sell sugar, they go and do very many things so that they go and pay fees, yet fees are already paid. They go and fast in the mountain 100 days, they go and give money to their prophets, they go and sow seeds, they go and do all this, such that they can pay fees that fees are already paid for. Now, that is ignorance. And if you're an ignorant, you will be oppressed by the devil. But the Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So the Spirit of the Lord is a spirit of rulership. That means He is the owner. The Lord is the owner. So the Spirit of the Lord, and this is the Spirit that rested on Jesus. And I want you to know that the same Spirit that rested on Jesus is the Holy Spirit, is the same one that is resting on you. So I don't want you to think that this Spirit is only for Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God, the seven spirits of God are also in every believer who has believed in Jesus Christ. So the day you believed in Jesus Christ is the day you received the Spirit of the Lord. And who is the Spirit of the Lord? The Spirit of rulership. That means you are in control, you are a ruler, you are in charge, you have received the Spirit to rule and dominate. Remember, Adam was given dominion. He was told, rule. May they rule over the birds of the air, over the fish. But he was not told to rule. He was given authority, and he became Lord of the earth. And now Jesus came and restored that lordship. And now who is Lord over the earth? It is the church. That is why the Bible says, you shall decree a thing and it shall come to pass. Your words, and later on, if you read that, the Bible says, he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. He shall rule the earth. That is verse 4 of the same Isaiah 11. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. That means, rod means authority. The authority of the Messiah was in his words. The authority of this church is with their words. So today, if there is something wrong in your life, it is because you are not using the rod of your mouth. You are silent when you are suffering, and that is why you will be oppressed. But the day you open your mouth and you speak and declare in faith, knowing the authority of the Lord that you carry, your situation will change. The Bible says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Can you change your prayer? Maybe you're just praying, oh God, I just need enough for today. Can you tell God, I want more than an abundant? I want to live in overflow. Because he says your cup can run over. Spirit of the Lord is a spirit of the first spirit, the first expression of God. Number two, the spirit of wisdom. Jesus was extremely wise, and you also have the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do. A wise person is one that knows what to do. Part time. There's a time to be angry. There's a time to be relaxed. There's a time to be happy. There's a time to run. There's a time to fight. There's a time to withdraw. It's not every situation that you answer it the same. There's a time you can be oppressed, and instead of even complaining, God tells you, just forget about it. And that becomes your power. There's a spirit of understanding. Understanding means having the background and the explanation and to know the mysteries. Like how now God is giving us understanding of what is the meaning of the sevenfold spirit of God or the seven spirits of God. I believe by now you have understanding that these are expressions, and these are revelations, and these are different ways that is potentially in every believer who has received the Spirit of God. It is just us who have not fully understood the school fees that has been paid in full. If you just believe this thing that I'm saying, oh my God, you will know what to do. You will have understanding of all things. And understanding means that even when you read the Bible, you will understand it. And you will wonder, how did I not understand it? You will even know why some men of God, why you are in the wrong church. In case you are under a fake preacher. You will just know this pastor is fake. And you know people in the world, like I was talking with one of my brothers, and he was saying that yesterday, that one of his either cousins or brothers went to church, and he said he's very happy he went to church. Why? He said, because people are being deceived. And he was saying people are being deceived, they are being cheated. Give. Every preaching is giving. Every preaching is being tuned with you giving. Seed, plant, what? And people believe that they are sowing into their harvest. They are sowing to receive things that they will receive. So they are giving God, is like a contract with God. Yet the school fees is already paid. All you just need to do is believe. Understanding. Another dimension of the Spirit of God that was on Christ. The Spirit of counsel. Counsel is what? Let me look at the Strong's. It says advice, implication. That means you have a counselor. You have someone to give you advice, legal advice. You have someone to direct your steps. That's why the Bible says that they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. God tells you what to do. He tells you, now it's time to move. Move this side. That is the Spirit of counsel. And then there's also the Spirit of might. What is might? Power. And this is what people are eagerly fighting for. This is what people are fasting 100 days for. This is what people are fighting for. You know, they are sowing seeds and following men of God so that they catch the power. They catch the might. Yet they don't know that when they receive the Spirit of God, He is the same Spirit of might. They just don't know Him. And they just don't know that as you spend time with God, He releases power. As you fast, and you're not fasting for power, you're just fasting to believe God's word and to align with God's will, He releases power. And that power manifests in various ways. It can be the power to make wealth. True. The Bible says, I am Deuteronomy 18:8, verse 18, I am the Lord your God who gives you the power to make wealth. Imagine it's not even the power to make riches or the power to make money. There's a difference between money is just one of the smallest forms of wealth. Money is a social construct. For sociologists. Because your money, you are a billionaire in Zimbabwe, but you are a poor man in Africa or in the US. Because it's value, it is man that attaches value to it. But wealth, you know, you can be so wealthy, you just don't know it. The fact that you are breathing, you are wealthy. Because if God is to charge you for oxygen, you will not afford it. The fact that you have parents, you are wealthy. There are many people who are orphans in this world who have never seen their parents. The fact that you have even one parent alive, you are wealthy. Because there are others who don't even have any parent. The fact that you have brothers and sisters, you are healthy, you are wealthy. The fact that you have health, you are wealthy. The fact that you are under a roof, there are many people who slept in ditches. The fact that you slept at night, there are many people who could not sleep, they were on oxygen, you are wealthy. The fact that you have brothers, the fact that you are seated somewhere in a house, there are many people who are homeless, you are wealthy. The fact that you're even in school, even if you don't have fees, there are many people who cannot see, who cannot read and write. You're wealthy. You just think wealth is in terms of money. If money is the only wealth you have, you're still very poor. There are people who are rich, who are wealthy, but they have no one to even talk to. They pay people to talk to them. That's why they go to counselors and they hire people. I'm told in America there are places where you have to you pay people to just talk to you. And they charge you per hour. So you just need a friend. an online friend. Then again, what is the other spirit of God? The spirit of knowledge, knowing all things. You can remember when God asked Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Do you know where the sun comes from? Where does he sleep at night? Do you know where, which chambers, like a champion, he comes out every morning? Do you know how the foundations, how is the earth stabilized in space without the earth moving? I know you'll say gravity, but who set the coordinates of gravity? That we are not too near the sun to get burnt and too far away for us to freeze. Who set those coordinates in motion? And someone will say, no, it just happened randomly. That is order. And there is no disorder that comes out of disorder. It was done by an intelligent God. And that is the intelligent design theory of God. And any atheist cannot argue against that. Everything is cyclical. Everything is accurate. Look at the stars. Look at the constellations. Look at the water. Look at how ice becomes water, becomes vapor. Everything is just the water cycle. The chemical cycle. The Krebs cycle. The what cycle. Do you think all this is disorder? No, there's an intelligent God who is behind it. Spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Why? Because many people interact with God without knowing him, without acknowledging him, without fearing him. And anyone who interacts with God like this lacks wisdom. You lack wisdom. Because when you fear God, there are certain things you will not do. You will not do wickedness against your brother. You will not commit sin willingly. Because you walk in the fear of the Lord. Verse 3, and I shall make him quick of an understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. That means God will give you spiritual wisdom, spiritual eyes, spiritual ear, spiritual understanding. You will hear the voice of God directly. That's why Jesus said, I only do what my Father does. I only say what my Father has said. That is how those who are led by the Spirit of God, they only speak the oracles of God. They only speak what God has said, they tell them to speak. They only hear what God has said. So listen to the voice of God and you will know what God is telling you to do per time. You will see, even when you will see through the lies of men. You know, men can just lie to you blatantly, but you know it is a lie, but God just tells you, just let it go. It's fine. That's a lie, but it's okay. I have something better for you. And the Bible says, with righteousness he shall judge the poor. He shall take care of the poor. He shall respond to the needs of the world. And we are called to meet the needs of the poor, both physically poor and spiritually poor. I will stop there. Please, you can read for yourself. I believe you've understood the seven spirits of God. And I pray that God shall help you know that you have the seven spirits of God inside you now. You just don't know the measure. And you have just not interacted with him. You just don't know that your fees are paid in full. And you are still looking for school fees. Yet it was paid. May God have mercy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your truth. I thank you for your teaching this morning. I return all the glory to you, O God. May you continue to give me wisdom, insight, understanding, knowledge, counsel, might, the fear of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord. May the sevenfold spirit of God be at work in my life, even in a greater measure. Baptize me, baptize my listener even more, even more, even more. that with simplicity we shall explain truths and the deep things of God, because it is the Spirit of God that makes all revelation possible and makes it possible, and you have made it possible. And I thank you for my brother or sister who for a long time has not believed in you. I give them a chance this morning to turn to the Lord. And if you're there and you don't know the Lord Jesus, just say, Lord Jesus, accept me as your son. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and you are resurrected for my glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. So find a Bible-believing church. Continue listening to this channel. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. It will help me get this message out to the world. Share this message to someone. Forward it to someone. Let someone know the things of God and let someone understand the things of God. It is a blessing to speak to you this morning, and God loves you. Thank you, Geoffrey, for being online, and may the Lord bless his word. Have a blessed, blessed morning, and God bless you. Shalom. Until we meet again tomorrow, same time, as the Lord allows and leads us. Bye-bye.